Hey guys,
Will Durst here with a few words about the grudge match currently taking place between the last two Republicans still standing, Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney, Weasel Boy and the Plastic Man. It's getting ugly out there, folks. Unlike the Monitor versus the Merrimack, this battle of ironclads may result in more self-inflicted damage than anything done to the enemy. First off, Mitt Romney stepped in doo-doo deeper than Nietzsche's private letters to Wittgenstein when he tried to bet Rick Perry $10,000 in a nationally televised debate, demonstrating the same kind of connection to the middle class that a ceramic Portuguese tie clip in the shape of a scorpion has to mushroom hunting. $10,000. Apparently, to the GOP, that's pocket change, except, of course, in D.C., where it's universally recognized as 2.5 hookers. Newt seized on the issue tighter than a medium t-shirt on a sumo wrestler, but suffered blowback when the Mitt Man retaliated by referencing Callista Gingrich's $500,000 tab at Tiffany's, which even amongst the one percenters is a heck of a lot of useless sparkly crap. Callista being the third Mrs. Gingrich, by the way, so when someone on Newt's team disparages Mormons, like one did recently, the whole multiple wives thing probably has nothing to do with it. And back and forth it goes. He's not a real conservative. Untrustworthy. Waffles so much syrup should be shooting out of his ears. Alienating independents by the container ship full. Party regulars are starting to realize that one of these guys is actually going to be their nominee and are beginning to openly talk about things like coattails and down ballot and other important buzzwords indicating fear of survival. It's like having to choose between getting your finger caught in a car door or an elephant stepping on your foot. In this case, a couple of wild elephants. Newt Romney versus Mitt Gingrich. The same, only different. And not in a good way, either.
For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.